which one? Which button?
Right or left? Double click. There you go. Right there.
Thank you. Congratulations to the 2015 graduates.
首先，我要恭喜2015年的所有的毕业生们。
I know how it feels to be a graduate.
我知道毕业的那个心情是什么样的。
And I also know how it feels to be a student.
我也知道当学生一个什么样的感觉。
Because I've been a student for 30 some years already.
因为我已经当了三十多年的学生了。
So I understand the feeling.
所以我完全理解你们的心情。
The church starting off this whole new series of sermon starting today.
我们教会其实会在接下来几个月呢，会开始一个新的系列的讲道。
And today I've given a topic about bridging the generation gaps.
今天我接受到这个讲道的信息的题目呢，就是要把两代之间的鸿沟怎么样建立一个桥梁。
So Pastor Ricky gave me that topic. He must think there is a generation gap.
牧师是给我这个题目的，所以我相信牧师他个人肯定是认为年代之间是有一个鸿沟在那里的。
Do you feel like there's a generation gap?
但是我想问一下会众的是，你们觉得年代之间会有那种代沟吗？
I mean, I like old people.
我挺喜欢老年人的。
I don't like grumpy people.
但是我不喜欢一天到晚抱怨的人。
But you know, young and old, I mean, same thing.
但是你也知道，无论年轻还是年长，都会有人会抱怨。
But to understand how to bridge a generation gap, I have to understand what is the generation gap.
但要在讲到之前，我得首先明白年代之间的那个代沟，那个定义是什么。
What is really a generation, after all?
那如果我们去想想看的话，年代到底指的是什么？
Is it every 5 years, every 10 years?
年代的定义是每五年、每十年吗？
And Pastor Ricky gave me a chart with 5-6 pages with words and columns and you know what's the difference between generations.
其实之前牧师给了我一篇文章，文章有五六页那么长。很多的字上面就会有很多的定义，说每一个年代是怎么定义的。
So if you're 65 to 88 years old,
如果你的年纪是在65到88岁之间，
you're supposed to be the senior group.
你就是那个老年人的那个组群里面。
46 to 64 is supposed to be the baby boomers.
如果你是在46岁到64岁之间，你就是那个婴儿潮的那个年代。
30 to 45, you're considered Generation X.
如果你是30岁到45岁之间的话，你就是叫做 X 一代。
10 to 29, you're supposed to be Generation Y.
如果你是10岁到29岁的话，你是被认定为是 Y 一代。
You know, I have no idea what it means.
其实你问我的话，我都不知道这四代是这么来的。
All I can get out of those papers is this.
我从我看完那四五页的东西之后，我只想到了这幅画。
Senior, if you want to find them.Write them a letter.
如果你想找老年人的话，你唯一的方法就是给他们写信。
For baby boomers, you want to find them, call them on telephone.
如果是你要找婴儿潮的人的话，就是打电话给他们。
Generation X, if you want to find them, email them.
如果你要找 X 一代的人的话，邮件是最好的方法。
To this guy, Generation Y, text them, LOL.
如果你要找那个 Y 一代的人的话，最好的方法就是给他们发短信，而且你的短信里面一定要有表情符号。
And for the older people, they at the time they are you know very submissive. They question nothing. They don't question anything.
50年代老一辈的人呢，他们就是很顺服，没有任何问题的。
And a little older, they question everything.
70年代的人呢，他们就会对所有东西都有问题。
And a little younger, they question even the question. Is your question even the question?
90年代的人呢，他们就是对问题本身都觉得有问题。
This kid is like enough questions. I'm done with you guys.
2010年的那新一代的小孩们，他们就会觉得说，我再也不想问问题了，太多问题了。
So what is the generation gap?
所以你看，这代沟到底是在哪里？到底是什么？
Is that between the waistband of the older folks and the younger folks?
难道这个代沟就是老年人的裤腰往上一点，年轻人的裤腰往下一点吗？
Man, all this definition is way too complicated for me.
你知道吗？如果你真的要去找这些定义的话，实在太复杂了。
I can only think of 2 generations.
我对于我来说，我只能想到两个时代，两个年代。
Older generation.
就是老一点的人
young generation
和年轻一点的人
and I'm just right in the middle
我就是中间那个
so I brought this question to my Friday fellowship group
所以我就把这个问题带到了我礼拜五的查经小组里面
what do you think the difference between you know the old and the young generation
我就问我们小组里面的人我说大家觉得这个年轻一代的人和年长一点的人你们觉得他们差异在哪里
Ling Ho Feng said because the music is different
林浩就觉得说大家听的是不一样的音乐
And maybe the way they listen to the music is different.
他们怎么听音乐的那个途径也是不一样的。
And and Anne with the wise woman in our group, she said that, well, the old folks, they've been to war and poor economic situation.
后面的Anne姐姐呢，在我们组里面就觉得说， 因为年老一点的人，他们经历过大萧条， 他们经历过战争， 所以
more realistic，
所以他们更加现实，
hardworking，
他们的工作就更加努力，
not so wasteful，
他们绝不浪费。
And Shannon is even more interesting.
然后Shannon他的答案更有趣了。
You will see that all the old generation will find him to fix computer.
你会发现找Shannon的年纪大一点都是找他修电脑。
The younger generation will find him to learn how to drive.
年轻人去找他都是问他怎么开车。
But what is old and young?
那年长和年幼怎么看呢？
The Bible said the glory of young men is their strength, gray hair, the splendor of the old.
圣经里面说，气力是年轻人的荣耀，白发是老年人的尊荣。
But you're young, you have muscles.
年轻，所以你有肌肉。
And you have energy.
你有能量。
You have time.
你有时间。
You have the opportunity.
你有机会。
You have the excitement, uncertainty of a bright future.
你对未来拥有无尽的期许和无尽的探险。
When you're older, you have gray hair, you have wisdom.
你年长的话，你有白发，你有智慧。
You have experience.
你有经历。
And Irene is like.
师母已经在那里不住地点头了。
So when we talk about generation gap, it's the gap between these two divides, the older generation and the younger generation.
所以当我们说到这个代沟的话， 就是年长一代和年幼一代之间的那个鸿沟。
But you know what? It's going to happen anyway. When you see where you find people, there will be people from different ages.
可是你知道吗？ 无论你去到哪里， 你总会找到不一样年纪的人。
And you will find people from all walks of life come together.
你会看到所有经历不同的人都会来到教会。
Well, you have your group, I have my group, what's the big deal?
可能你会觉得说你有你自己的组，我有我自己的组， 那么这有什么呢？
In the Bible, the hallmark of sin is separation.
可是你知道吗？ 在圣经里面罪的其中一个特征就是与神之间的分离。
When Adam and Eve sinned against God, the first thing happened is that man and God separated.
当亚当和夏娃他们最开始犯罪得罪神的时候， 首先发生的事情就是他们跟神之间的分离。
It's like a brick glass. It hit right at the middle and it starts breaking apart.
就好像是一个很大的一个很大块的玻璃， 你在中间敲一下， 它马上就会开始碎裂。
And this micro fracture slowly but surely have more and more separations.
然后你就会发现你像敲玻璃一样， 那一丝丝的碎裂， 碎裂的那条线， 就会慢慢慢慢的， 不停地延续开去。
Between families, between nations, between race, between genders, between generations.
你会发现这其中的差异， 不仅是在人与人之间， 还有家庭与家庭之间， 民族和民族之间， 人种和人种之间。
Breaking apart is a consequence of the fall.
这之间所有的分离都是因为一开始那个罪的侵入。
In the first century, Paul had to deal with one separation.
在第一世纪的时候，保罗他其实当时是有对应过相似的情况。
He has to deal with the separation between the Jewish Christian and the Gentile Christian.
他当时要处理的情况是要处理犹太基督徒和外邦基督徒之间的分裂。
But he offered this answer.
但是他的答案是穿通天上面这句话。
For he, Jesus, himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one, and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by setting aside in his flesh the law with his commands and regulations.
以弗所书二章里面说到，因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙，而且也自己的身体废到冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条。
The death and resurrection of Jesus breaks this wall and puts groups together.
就是耶稣的死和耶稣的复活把这面墙拆断，而且把中间的合一重新带到现实。
When Jesus died on the cross, that curtain between the Holy of Holies and the rest of the people tear apart.
就在耶稣在十字架上面死的那一刻，圣殿中的幔就打开了。
It's a renewal of unity.
这就象征着神和人间合一的重新开始。
And this also applies to our generation gap.
这其实对于我们今天来看，我们 每代之间的代沟是有应用的意义的。
And in the book of Acts, chapter 2, it says this.
在使徒行传的第二章里面，他这么讲到。
In the last day, which means after Jesus resurrected,
在最后的那天，就是他已经复活的时候。
God said, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. The old men will dream dreams.
神说，在末后的日子，我要把我的灵浇灌所有的人。你们的儿女要说预言，你们的青年人要见异象，你们的老年人要做异梦。
And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. 21.
那时，凡求告主名的都必得救。
In God's eyes, there is no older or younger generation.
所以在神的眼中没有年长年幼之分。
It's only one generation.
只有其实整个世界在他眼中只有一个年代，一个世代。
The generation of Christ.
就是神的时代。
If you come to Christ, you belong to the generation.
如果你来到基督面前，你就是属于那个时代的一部分。
And in our group, I asked another question. Okay, I got it. You know, God wants to put groups together.
好，后来我就另外在我们小组问了另外一个问题，我说我也明白神把所有的小组都放了在一起。
But why should I care so much about bridging the generation gap?
那我们今天作为信徒，为什么要去在乎把不同的小、不同的组群、不同的人之间的那个代沟给合起来呢？
The best answer I got from the youngest member in our group.
我得到最好的答案是，其实来自于我们组里面年纪最小的成员。
Yeah, 一轩。She said that because we need to share the gospel.
她说因为我们要传福音。
Because we need to reach out to the other group and to share the love of Christ.
因为我们要去跟其他组的人说，我们要去跟他们讲神的爱。
Well, Amy was saying, you know, but it's difficult.
Amy 就回答说，她说其实你知道吗？这样是很难的。
Well, everybody is kind of comfortable in their own comfort zone and.
因为每个人都有自己的舒适区域，都不愿意往外踏一步。
Reaching out is sort of, you know, take an effort. It's difficult.
如果你想要去伸手给你区域外的人去传福音，跟他们接触的话，其实你是要花力气的。
The Bible is not unaware of this challenge.
可是你知道吗？圣经在对这样的挑战也有自己的阐述。
Paul has many teachings about how to interact with the other generations.
保罗其实在他的书信里面有讲到不少的教导，就是说怎么样跟不同的年代的人跟他们有一个 interaction 互动。
He doesn't divide into generation A, X, Y, and Z.
他没有把每个年代像我们刚刚看那个幻灯片一样把他们分成 X, Y, Z.
It's just older and younger generation.
对他来说就是稍微年长一点的，稍微年幼一点的。
And this is what he teaches.
然后他就这么教了。
Do not rebuke an older man harshly, but exalt him as if he were your father. Treat younger men as brothers, older men as mothers, and younger women as sisters with absolute purity.
在保罗的教导里面，他说不可严责老年人，只要劝他如同父亲，劝少年人如同弟兄，劝老年妇女如同母亲，劝少年妇女和如同姐妹，总要清清洁洁的。
So simply put, to the older people, you need to be gentle.
所以简单一点来说，你对于年长一点的人的，你对于年长一点的人就是要比较温和的。
They might be slower than you.
他们可能会动作比你慢。
Maybe weaker than you.
他们可能身体比你虚弱。
But you want to treat them like precious flower.
但是你要对他们就像对待那种很珍贵的花一样。
There is a Chinese saying.
在中国的俗语里面有句话。
An elder in the house is like having a treasure.
家有一老如有一宝。
And to the people who are younger than you,
对于那些年纪比你小的人，
treat them like brothers and sisters.
对他们就要像自己的弟兄姐妹一样。
Not like you're more superior, you're better.
不要以一种你比他们更高一等的那种态度去跟他们接触。
You know, don't grab a young man and say, you know, I'm going to give you my advice.
不要随随便便跑到人家面前就跟人家说，你知道吗？我给你一个劝告。
As if you are the best thing ever to him.
就好像说你的劝告对于他来说是他这辈子最珍贵的东西一样。
Ask for permission.
首先你要记得去问他们可不可以这么做。
Respect the younger people like you want to be respected.
你也需要去尊重年轻人，就像你自己想要被尊重一样。
Paul and Timothy is a wonderful relationship between two generations.
保罗和提摩太他们之间的关系就是一个很好的例子，告诉我们两代人之间可以怎么样相处。
Paul is a big shot.
保罗是一个大人物，在当时。
He's an apostle.
他是一个使徒，
someone who has seen Jesus face to face.
他跟耶稣有面对面的见过的经历。
Smart, talented,
很聪明，他也很有天分。
Educated.
他教育程度很高。
God used him greatly.
神有大大的使用他。
Timothy was his apprentice.
可是提摩太呢？他当时只是一个保罗的学徒。
The master and apprentice relationship, the apprenticeship is really interesting in the Bible.
如果你仔细看圣经的话，你会发现他们两者之间的师徒关系很有趣。
Disciples, the word disciples really is to follow that master and learn how to live that life.
Disciples.
Disciples.
门徒的定义就是你要去跟着你的老师一步一步的去学习他是怎么做的。
When Jesus, when there's people say, Jesus, I want to follow you.
当时的人跟耶稣说我想要跟随你的时候，
Jesus simply say, you know, you come and live with me.
当时耶稣跟他们很简单就说一句话，就说你来和我同住。
And that is how you learn. It's not just a head knowledge, but how you walk is your walk of life.
所以当门徒不仅仅是你去上课听老师讲，更重要的是你是在身体力行上面看到别人显现出来的例子。
Timothy was a good student and Paul was a great teacher.
提摩太是一个 很勤勉的学生，然后保罗是一个非常好的老师。
And day in and day out they served together in Ephesians and built up a really good relationship.
所以他们每天在以弗所教会当时的服事就让他们之间的关系变得越来越紧密。
To a point, Paul calls Timothy his own spiritual son.
到了一个地步就是保罗称提摩太为属灵的儿子。
So in this passage, the next passage I'm going to share with you to show the relationship between them.
然后接下来我想要跟你分享一下他们两个之间的师徒关系是什么样的。
But this passage also something I want to share with the graduates.
现在幻灯片上面的这个经文也是我想要跟毕业生分享的一个经文。
I am no Paul.
我不是保罗。
And you are no Timothy.
你也不是提摩太。
But the Bible has really good stuff.
但是你要知道圣经里面的教导是非常有益的。
First Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太前书四章八节。
For physical training is of some value, but goodness has value of all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come.
操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有益处，因有今生和来生的应许。
Don't let anyone look down on you because you're young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love,in faith and in purity.
不可叫人小看你年轻，总要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上，都要做信徒的榜样。
This is the passage I want you to take with you today.
刚刚读的两节是我今天希望你们可以听完我的讲到之后还能回家记得住的。
Some of you after you graduate may go on to graduate school.
有可能你们当中有人毕业之后会去上研究生。
Maybe go find a job.
也可能会开始工作。
You plan ahead, you know, want to get a better position in the future.
你会开始为你的未来打算，希望能够快人一步。
Maybe saving up money.
也可能你会开始努力的存钱。
You will keep finding that one valuable thing that can secure your future.
你肯定会很努力去找那样东西是能够让你的未来变得稳定的。
But what God is telling you, the one thing that lasts forever is godliness.
可是神他告诉你，你今天要找的那样东西就是金钱。
That godliness has value today as well as the day to come.
因为金钱对于你今生还是来生都是有无尽的应许的。
If you are planning for a retirement plan, this is it.
如果你在想你退休计划怎么办的话，其实金钱就是你的退休计划。
If I asked you how much money do you have your godliness account, what would you say?
如果我问你今天你金钱的账号上面存了多少钱，你会怎么回答我？
Think about it.
好好想一想。
Because that's what you're going to carry for the rest of your life and into heaven.
因为金钱这个东西是会在你今生剩下的日子和以后你去到天堂都是很重要的。
Imagine yourself running on a track field.
想象一下你自己在那个田径的跑道上面跑步。
You run really hard between the two white lines.
你跑的那条跑道是两条白线之间，你跑得非常的努力。
But you don't have any competition.
但是你知道吗？你跑那条跑道上面并没有任何一个对手。
But you have a companion running with you.
但是你是有一个同伴跟你一起在跑。
And God is running with you.
那个同伴就是神。
You keep running that race, not against anybody, but against yourself.
你这个跑的这场比赛并不是在和任何人比赛，而是你在跟自己比赛。
Your objective is to become that example for all believers.
你的目标就是要成为能够给所有信徒都能成为一个好榜样的榜样。
Your reward will be that godliness awaits for you in heaven.
你的赏赐就是那在天上神给你预备的敬虔。
People will judge you, will criticize you.
人们会判定你，人们也会批评你。
Godliness is not easy.
敬虔并不容易做到。
Once you get out, find a job, you know, brutal out there.
What is out there?
Brutal.
What?
残忍。
Oh, so when you, 当你是出去工作的时候，你会发现外界的世界其实很残酷。
People come out to your left and right behind you.
人们无论是在你左边的人还是右边的人，他们都会不停的会想要攻击你。
You have the pressure to be competitive, to be higher, to be better, to put down other people.
你在外面开始工作的时候，你会想要飞得更高，跳得更远，因为你想要这样子，你就可以能够把其他人压在你下面。
But remember this, none of that will take you forever.
但是你要记住，这一切发生在你身上的事情都不会去到永生。
Only godliness.
只有敬虔才会在今生和永生都会有用。
Make decision according to God's will, not according to what is around you.
今天我希望你们做的决定都能够是以神的旨意为决定，而不是靠你自己的血气而决定。
Your identity is not defined by how other people look at you.
你并不是靠着别人怎么看你来定义你是不是一个成功的人的。
Your identity depends on how God looks at you.
你自身的价值是要跟随神，是要跟着神怎么来看你而定的。
So in these five areas, I want you to keep in mind.
所以我想让你在言语、行为、爱心、信心和清洁上都要好好的去想。
Keep track on your balance.
好，就想想你在这五个账号上面你存了多少钱。
It's like you take a class in five classes in a year ago.
其实这就像你在大学里面在这五个点上面都在上课一样。
You have week one assignment, you have the midterm, you have finals.
你有作业要做，你有期中考、期末考。
Ask yourself in your speech, where are you at?
好好的去自己审视一下你在言语上面你做到多好。
Are you able to restrain your words?Not because out of your anger or your temperament.
你能不能够在你生气、在你失去脾气的情况下，还能够去控制你说出来的话语，不要伤到人？
Are you able to speak encouraging words each and every day?
你能不能够每天都能说出支持别人的话语？
In your conduct, do you have self-control?
你在行为上面能不能够自律？
Are you building or are you tearing?
你是在建立一个人，还是你在毁灭一个人？
Are you using your time wisely?
你是不是在你的时间运用上面有智慧？
In your faith, are you making every decision according to God's will?
你在你的信心上面，你能不能够每次做决定都能靠着神的旨意来决定？
Even that might cost you.
尽管你要做出这样的决定，会给你带来不小的牺牲。
In your love, are you growing?
在你的爱心上面，你有长进吗？
What is the difference between love and like?
你知道爱和喜欢的区别是什么吗？
I like someone.
我可以很喜欢一个人。
Because that person makes me feel good.
因为那个人让我每天都觉得自己感觉很良好。
Make me feel happy.
让我觉得很开心。
I love someone.
我爱一个人。
Because I make sacrifice for her every single day.
就是因为我每天都在为这个人牺牲。
And it gives me joy.
虽然是有这样的牺牲，但是我每天却觉得很喜乐。
Like and happiness is an emotion.
喜欢和爱都是情绪
It comes and goes.
都是一种感觉他们可以马上来也可以马上走
Love and joy are characters
但是如果真正的爱的话它会在你的品格上面有培养
It takes time to build
而且需要时间去建立这样的爱
But it will last forever
但是这样的爱可以永远留存
At last, in your purity
最后在你的清洁上
Labor and strive to perfection
你要无时无刻的都要去尽量去做到最好
To a point you make every move in your life, you are doing it for God.
要想到你每一步你走的每一步和你做的每一件事都是为了去荣耀神。
Your thought is the same as God's thought.
你的想法如果都能够讨神喜悦。
God's the whole godliness, whole God thought is dominating your whole mind.
让这样的敬虔在你的心里面，在你的脑子里面都能够处于主流。
You and God are one.
你和神之间的关系就会合一
Walking together.
你们就会在步子上面是一样的速度
Like many of you, I started my spiritual journey here in the Eugene Chinese Church
像在座的很多学生一样我信神的经历其实是以这个教会为起点的
It's been 20 some years ago
那其实是差不多20多年前了
I have my share of tears and joy
我在这个教会里面留下了我的眼泪，也留下了我的喜乐。
I have met some really good mentor in this church.
我在这个教会里面遇到了非常好的导师。
This is where my faith starts.
这是我信心的起点。
You probably might not spend 20 years here, but even you've spent some time here.
虽然可能大家不会在这个地方接下来会再待20年，但是我也相信你在这个地方，你也有种子在这里是开始的。
But take what it is, what you got today, and move forward.
但是我鼓励大家把你今天在这里得到的东西并且带着它在你以后的路上一同前行
and when we go back to see Paul and Timothy how these two generations can come together is because they share the same goal
如果我们回去看保罗和提摩太他们为什么能够合作的这么亲密无间呢是因为他们都有一个共享的意向
they both strive for godliness
他们都是想要努力进前的人。
So when we all in the same church, everybody in the church can drive for the same goal, the generation gap will disappear.
如果我们整个教会能够合一一起来有一个共同的意向的话，我们之间的鸿沟，我们现在代沟就会消失。
We will see the same vision, we will dream the same dreams.
我们会看到同样的意向，会做同样的异梦。
Bridging this gap requires our courage.
但是如果要把这两代之间的代沟合起来的话，也需要勇气。
And demand us to step outside of our comfort zone.
也会要求我们离开我们自己的舒适区域。
Pastor Ricky set out some really controversial topics for the next 3 months.
那接下来三个月呢，牧师他已经给我们定了一些非常具有争议性的话题，要我们在讲到时间去讨论的。
Such as abortion.
比如说有堕胎。
Capital punishment.
有死刑。
Sexual relationships.
有性关系。
Facebook.
有社交媒体。
All this you will have different opinions over it.
我相信我们每个人在这些话题上面都会有不同的意见。
But it's a good thing. We can share. Different generations can talk. We can communicate.
但是我觉得这是一个很好的事情。虽然我们是不同的年代，我们有不同的意见，我们可以带到一起，一起去讨论，一起去探索。
As long as we treat each other like families,
只要我们之间的交往可以像家人一样
，it's okay to have a heated discussion.
我们有这样一个非常激烈的讨论也是可以的。
I would rather be in a family with passionate argument.Than in a family with bitter silence.
我宁愿在一个家里，我宁愿是待在一个家里，这个家里是有非常激烈的争吵的，我也不愿意待在一个家里是有苦读的安静的。
Jesus has already closed that gap for us.
耶稣已经把每一代之间的鸿沟给我们合起来了。
Are you willing to walk across it?
你今天愿不愿意跨过那个鸿沟
？At last, want to congratulate you one more time.
最后，我想再一次恭喜2015年的所有毕业生们。
May God be with you.
愿神与你们同在。让我们一起祷告。在主啊，谢谢你在2015年的时候，让这么多的学生和我们在一起去庆贺你在他们生命中放下的每一个祭奠石。我们也知道，在接下来的日子里面，你给他们每个人都有你自己的计划，给他们每一个人的人生都有你自己希望他们去成就的影响。我们也祷告，在这些学生的生命中，我们谢谢你给我们每一个人都能够在他们的生命中成为一个部分。我们也希望你能够继续的使用他们，让他们在今后的路程当中能够紧紧的仰望你，不偏离，也能够在他们的日常的生活中记得，无论是在对年长的人，还是年幼的人，还是不同族群的人，还是不同文化的人，都去给他们宣讲你的爱，让我们记得我们在每一代之间，我们只需要有共同的意向，去成为一个进前的人。这样不配的祷告，乃是奉靠主耶稣的名求。阿门。
I'll ask Sarah to help the ministry.